Amen. Thank you, Brother Andrew. Take your Bibles tonight. Turn with me to the book of Joshua, chapter 1. Joshua, chapter 1. Put your finger there and also turn to Psalm 1. Psalm 1. And tonight I want to talk to you about the subject of biblical success. If you took a survey of the words that are most popular in the best-selling books today and all the self-help materials that you see out there, prosperity and success would probably be near the top of your list. The reason why is because these books are eye-catching. I was helping my wife get ready to teach down in Cleburne the other day. I was helping her set her room up, and her principal is having her read a book on success in the classroom. And as you see, there are books of success all over the place. Success in teaching, success in ministry, success in financial, success in weight loss. You just name it. There's a book about success and whatever it is. The reason why is because they draw our attention because they're the things that we want
down in Cleveland the other day. I was helping her set her room.
Thousands of years ago, God told Joshua
her read a book
how he and anyone who obeys God,
and as you see, there is success, there
could experience the real joy of prosperity,
success in ministry, success in financial.
Now,
success in
all of us have been,
you just name it. There's a book about success and whatever it is. The reason why is because they draw our
success
is
having a nice house,
we want to have.
Is driving a nice car.
Thousands of years ago, God
is having a nice
Joshua
bank account.
How he and anyone who obeys God.
But if we look at it from a biblical perspective, those things really
could
aren't
experience a real
success.
Joy of prosperity.
God says success is walking in the Spirit. Because
success.
He says if you walk in the Spirit,
now,
you will not fulfill
been,
the lust of the flesh.
I guess
he also says that if we walk in the Spirit, there will be fruits in walking in the
that
Spirit. That would be the love, the joy, the
house,
peace, the long-suffering, gentleness, kindness,
nice
goodness,
car,
meekness, temperance.
Having a nice bank account.
And that's what really we look at when we think of biblical success
really
is walking in the Spirit.
Success.
Where we're walking in the will of God, doing God's will for our life,
walking in the
and we're seeing some fruit from
Spirit,
that decision of
you
walking
will
with the Lord.
The lust of the flesh.
The secret is found in Bible meditation.
Walk in the Spirit,
I heard this, and I think it's true.
As
food
the
is the body,
the love, the joy,
meditation
the
is
peace,
to the
soul. Long-suffering, gentleness,
now, unfortunately, we hear a lot of words
temperance
today dealing with meditation.
And that's what really we
and when we think of the word meditation, many of us real quickly go to the,
walking in the
thought
Spirit,
of the Eastern forms of meditation,
in the will of God, doing
or the Eastern
God's
forms
will for
of religion.
And we're seeing
we hear a lot of Buddhism
from that decision of
or
walking with
transcendental
the Lord
meditation.
The secret is found in Bible meditation
or some forms
this,
of
true,
yoga or
body,
something like that.
Meditation.
Now, before
is
we get going farther, let me.
Now, unfortunately,
well,
we
go
hear
ahead and show that next one.
And
we think about actually
with
meditation, thinking of something like this.
And when we think of the word meditation, many of us.
But that's
real
not what the Bible
the
is talking about.
Thought of the
let's see what the Bible's talking about in Joshua chapter 1, look in verse number 6.
We hear a lot of Buddhism.
The Bible says, be strong and of good courage.
Or
for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them.
Yoga or something like that.
Only be thou strong and very courageous,
that
thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest.
Let's see what the Bible's talking about.
This book of the law shall not depart out
of
thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate
the Bible says,
therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do
shalt thou divide for an inheritance
according
land,
to all
which
that is written therein. For then
them
thou shalt make thy way
be, only be thou strong and very courageous,
and then thou shalt have good
to
success.
To all
have
law,
I not commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage?
Turn not from
be not
the
afraid,
right
neither be
to
thou
left,
dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee,
whithersoever
thou goest.
This book
now turn over to Joshua chapter 1. All
thou
of our youth students know this
therein,
chapter very well because we say it, we've
thou
recited every Friday
to
night.
But let's look at it according to all that is written
three verses of Psalm 1.
For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous.
The psalmist has to say about it.
And then thou shalt
blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly,
have I not commanded thee,
nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor
be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for
but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate
thou goest
day and night.
Now turn over to Joshua chapter.
He shall be
one.
Like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in his season.
Chapter very well,
his leaf also shall not wither,
every Friday night.
And whatsoever he
but
doeth
let's look at it, the verse,
shall prosper.
The first three verses of Psalm
Steve
1.
Currington said this many years ago, God does not bless Bible readers.
Blessed
but he blesses
is the man that
Bible
not
meditators.
In the counsel of the ungodly,
there's a difference.
Nor standeth in the
now,
way
the Old
sinners,
Testament was written almost entirely in Hebrew.
But his delight is in the law
God
of God.
Inspired
his
these different authors to write specific
and he shall be
words
like a tree planted by the
that conveyed
water, forth his fruit
truth.
His leaf
very important point
wither,
to remember.
And whatsoever
and by seeing how the Hebrew word
prosper.
For meditation, we
see,
just saw the word meditate
ago,
in each one
God
of these passages of scriptures that we looked at tonight.
Bible
we
meditate.
See that the same word is translated in different
now, the Old
contexts.
Testament was written.
And what I want to do tonight, I want us to gain some insight tonight
God
into how God designed the process of
to
meditation.
Write specific words. That conveyed.
So let me give you tonight
truth.
Four aspects of biblical success or Bible meditation, however you would
Hebrew
like to look at it. Number one,
we
need to converse
meditate in each
the scriptures.
One of these passages of
converse
we looked at tonight.
The scriptures.
We
now,
see
the same
that the
word
same
meditate
word is, translated in different
is found in
context.
Joshua 1:8, is also
what
found
I
in Psalm
tonight,
1, verse 2 that we looked at just
tonight.
A while ago.
Into
but it's also used in
the
book of Job, chapter 27 and verse 4, when Job was defending himself in front of
so
his friends.
So let me give you tonight four
and listen to the word if you can catch it.
Success or
the Bible says, my
Bible
lips shall not speak
like
wickedness,
to look at it.
Number one, nor my tongue utter
the scriptures.
Deceit.
Converse the scriptures.
Now, did you catch
the
word utter
meditate?
There? Because that word is actually translated as mutter.
Psalm 1, verse 2 that we looked at just a while
no,
ago.
No, not mother,
but it's
mutter,
also
okay?
used in the book right? of Job, chapter
and the,
27,
and,
verse 4.
And most of us probably
when
remember being corrected by our parents back when we were little
the word, if
when they said, hey, speak up
the Bible says, my
and
lips
quit
shall
muttering.
Not speak wickedness.
Remember being told that?
Nor my tongue.
And what does that mean? It means
utter.
That it's the idea of speaking you underneath your breath. Now,
did you catch
that
the word
you're communicating
utter
something within
because
yourself?
Because that word is actually
or
translated as mutter.
Talking to yourself. It's the
no,
same idea
mother,
that we see in
mutter.
Ephesians
okay.
chapter 9, verse
right.
19, where it says, speaking to yourselves
and most
of in
us
psalms
remember
and hymns
by our parents
and spiritual songs,
little,
singing and
when
making
said,
melody
hey,
unto the Lord. It's the same idea. It means to talk or to
remember
speak.
Being told that?
Now, the
what
word melody
mean?
Means
it
to
means
touch
the
is the
surface
idea
of
speaking
it.
And, of course, when it talks
breath,
about the heart there, it talks about our mind. It talks about
yourself.
Our will. It talks
or
about our emotions
talking
to,
yourself. To
the Lord. So we
it's
can say that how important it is to speak
Ephesians
to ourselves
verse 19,
when it comes
says,
to speaking
conversing
in
Psalms,
the Scriptures.
And
that's what Bible meditation is all about.
Songs,
communicating
singing,
with and to
unto
yourself,
the Lord.
Now,
it's the
I know some of you are thinking.
Talk or
you remember
speak.
The old cliche?
Now, the
that,
word
that,
melody
that they
means
used to say a long
to
time.
Touch the
it's all right to
it.
Talk to
and
yourself
course, talks about
as long
heart
as you
there,
don't.
It talks about our mind.
And y'all know that too.
It
don't
talks
you?
About our will. It talks
and
about
I thought about that for a minute.
To the Lord.
Actually,
so we can see that how important
it's all right to answer yourself.
When it
as
comes
long
to
as you're answering with
scriptures. The Scriptures. And that's what Bible
think
meditation is all about. Communicating with and to yourself.
It's not a bad thing.
Yourself. Now,
you see, if we're alone, we may speak God's word out loud. Sometimes
we
speak only
that,
in our
that,
minds.
That they,
but Bible
time,
meditation
right
is communicating
to yourself
God's
as
word
as you don't.
Within ourselves.
And y'all know that too, don't you?
I have to use this. It's recounting.
And I thought about that for
it's
a minute.
It's remembering.
Actually,
and it's reciting.
It's all right to answer
God's
yourself.
Word. And that's what it is.
As long as you're answering.
And another interesting, in Luke chapter 4.
Think about that.
Many of us know that that's talking about the temptation
it's
of Christ.
It's not a bad thing.
when Christ was tempted the devil, and Jesus said out loud, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of
God's word.
And then the devil tempts him again. That, by the way, that's found in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 3. Obviously, the Lord knew about what Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3 was all about.
God's word.
And then he says again, it is written, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. That was written back in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse number 13.
Jesus said out loud, it is written.
And then there's one other thing that I really found interesting in this. I love this. This is just beautiful.
Jesus tempts him again.
And by the way, that later portion where I believe Matthew speaks about the temptation of Christ,
knew about what
Matthew says that Jesus responded, it is written. It is written.
Again, it is written. Get thee behind me, Satan.
But in Luke chapter 4, it's not like that. It says, it is written. It is written. And then Jesus said, it is said.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse number 13.
And so, it is said.
And then there's one other thing that I really found interesting in this, and I love this.
The living word
Jesus
was speaking
in the
written word.
Where I believe Matthew
the living word, John chapter 1, verse in the beginning was the Word,
says,
and the Word was
Jesus
with
God,
and the Word was God.
Written.
In verse number 14 it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory,
like
the glory
says,
as the only begotten of the Father,
it is written.
Full of
and
grace
then
and truth.
Said, it is
and then over in
said.
Revelation chapter 19, verse number 11, the Bible says, and the Word
said,
was made, that talks about, in fact, I'm going to turn there. I want to read it. It's so good.
The living
It says,
word
and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat
word
upon it was called faithful
the,
and true.
The living Word, John
way,
chapter 1,
Dr. Barber
in the beginning
quoted
was
this
the
Sunday
word
morning.
And the Word
and in
was
righteousness
with God.
He the judge
and the word
made war. His
was
eyes
God
was a flame of fire,
says,
and on his head were many crowns. He had a name
glory,
written that no man knew but he himself. And then verse
full
number 13, I love this, where it says,
and then over
he was
Revelation
clothed with a vesture dipped in blood.
Verse
we know who this
11,
is talking about,
the Bible
don't we?
Says, and the Word
talking
was
about the Lord Jesus Christ. And his name is called the Word of God.
He that sat upon it was called faithful and true.
That's exciting. The living word was speaking the written word.
And
you see here, the word conquers the enemy. The word convicts the sinner. The word cures the afflicted.
But
you know what we need to do? We just need to converse.
And he was clothed with a vesture.
Not only do we need to converse the scriptures, but secondly, we need to imagine.
It's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ.
And we see the very same Hebrew word again describing something very different. In Psalm 2, in verse number 1,
that
says
exciting
this.
The
why
the living word
do
was speaking,
the heathen
the written word
and the people,
and you see
that
here
was
the
word
conquers the enemy, the word convicts the sinner, the word cures the afflicted.
Thing.
And
now the word meditate translated here is imagine.
The scripture.
You know what imagination
is. Not only do we
is
need to converse the scriptures,
it's the forming of a picture in the mind with
the
words. And anyone that's
see,
ever read a book,
Hebrew word again describing something very different,
knows how the
Psalm
process
2
goes.
In verse number 1.
On the page, we see
this.
The words the author
why
has used, but in our minds, we're picturing the events
rage
and the characters.
And the people, now listen to the word.
I'm so thankful for the opportunity that my wife and I had to go
thing
to Israel back in March of this
imagine
year.
Imagine a vain thing.
It really
now
changed.
The word meditate translated here
it
is
really was
imagine
a life-changing trip.
You know what imagination is.
The things that I have already, that I've always read about in the Bible
with words. And anyone
Brother
that's
Brother
ever
Patterson
read a book
about where
knows
David hid from Saul.
On
being
the
able
page
to see
we see
and
the words,
where that place
used,
was
in our minds,
it changed my whole thinking process of the Word of God.
I'm so thankful for the opportunity.
It really made
that
the Bible
had to go to Israel back in
come
March
full life
year
into color.
It really changed.
And that's the idea. Many of you know
really
exactly what that means. When we were growing up, I read the Hardy Boys.
The things that I have
probably many of you did as well.
Read about in the Bible.
I put myself in those adventures.
Brother
where there was danger, I'd almost hold my breath as I read.
David
and when they labored, I could almost feel myself sweating. I was imagining that what was happening and visualizing
it
in my mind.
It changed my whole
that is what Bible meditation
the Word of God
is. It's taking,
it really made
taking
the Bible
a scripture and meditating on it, imagining
color
it,
and that's the idea,
forming a mental picture
exactly
of a Bible
means
story
we up,
or a
I
Bible truth to fill your imagination with
it. Well.
That is
Bible
meditation. I put myself in those adventures.
Now, like, everything that God has given us.
I almost hold my breath as I read.
The powerful tool of imagination.
When they labored, I could almost feel myself sweating.
The Bible says in Genesis 6:5, God saw the wickedness of men was great in the earth, and that every, get this, imagination of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually.
Imagining it. Forming a mental picture.
Our argued people know the verse in
2 Corinthians 10:5,
where it says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience
of Christ.
The Bible says in Genesis 6:5,
what we allow our minds to be filled with
is great in the earth, and that every
eventually comes out in our behavior.
Of the thoughts of his heart were only evil.
The Bible says, whatsoever a man thinketh, so is he.
So the things that we imagine, whether good or whether they're bad, will eventually be seen.
High thing that exalted itself against the
knowledge of God. If we allow garbage to come into our lives,
of Christ,
then we should not be surprised with the garbage that comes
out of our lives. What we allow our minds to be filled with.
Did you get that?
Eventually comes out.
Now, the opposite is true as well. If we put good,
the Bible says, what
holy,
thinketh,
and pure things, so as Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 tells
so
us,
things that
think
we imagine,
on these things,
whether good
then
or
if
whether
we put
bad,
those good things
we'll
into our mind,
then what ends up happening?
What
the
if we allow garbage to come
garbage
into our life,
garbage out,
then we should not be surprised with the garbage
out.
That comes
godly in, godly.
Did you get that?
Out.
Now, the opposite is
so
true.
So imagination
as well.
Is a very important thing that we've
good
got to remember.
And holy.
So not only we need to converse the scriptures and imagine the scriptures,
four,
but number three, we need to
think
contemplate
on these
the
things.
Scriptures.
Then if we
contemplate.
Put those good things
here's
into
another
our
aspect
mind,
of meditation.
Then what ends up happening?
Solomon shares this one with us in Proverbs chapter 15, verse number 28, where he says, the heart of the righteous
goodeth.
Good answer.
Godly
but the mouth
in,
of the wicked poureth
godly
out evil.
So imagination is a very important thing that we've got to
study
remember. So not only we need to converse
here
the
Hebrew word
and
is translated
but
study,
number three
study.
We need to contemplate.
Now when we think about studying that brings back bad memories.
Here's another aspect
okay
of meditation.
Most of us
Solomon
think about school days
this
and
in Proverbs chapter
getting
15,
ready for tests.
Verse 28 where he says the heart
but the
of
idea
the
of the word here is to contemplate.
To answer.
To contemplate.
But the mouth
it's a matter
of
thinking about something
evil
over
things. Did you catch the word?
And over.
Studieth.
And over.
Here the Hebrew word is translated study. Study.
It's also
now,
considering
when we think
the
about
studying
that brings back bad
of it
memories
as well. Okay. When I coached football years ago,
most
and I
of
mean
us
years
think about
ago,
school days and getting ready for tests.
My wife knew that when Friday nights and
but the idea of the word
football
here is
season
to
that the whole week was talking about
contemplate
contemplating.
It's a matter
our
of thinking about
I'd
something.
I'd watch films.
Over,
I'd watch the offense. I'd watch the defense.
And over.
I filled my mind with everything
over,
that other team was
over
doing. What was I doing? I was studying
it's also
their playbook.
The different angles
I was watching their films.
Well.
I was contemplating every
ago, and I mean
snap
ago,
that they took so that we would be ready for it.
That's what contemplation
football season
is.
That,
you know, someone has
said
that
we live in a thoughtless
our opponent
generation.
I'd watch films.
Most
I'd
people don't
offense
stop and
I'd
think about
the
things
defense
with any level of depth.
With everything that
or don't think about things any
doing
level
what
of seriousness.
What was I doing? I was studying their playbook.
Just read this week about the Pulitzer Prize Committee recently gave the music and literature prize for the Pulitzer Prize this year to a rapper whose name I can't even mention from this place.
You know, someone
and the lyrics are so filthy they couldn't even be read on television.
Generation. Most people don't stop and think
yet
about
somehow
things
that is supposed to represent the height of achievement in literature.
Or don't think about things any level of seriousness.
That's sad.
I just read this week about the Pulitzer Prize Committee,
but God's
recently
people
gave the music Those that are watching are supposed to be thinkers whose name I can't even mention from this place.
The issues.
Who contemplate
the lyrics are so filthy,
couldn't
even be read on television.
Who contemplate what is really going on. And by the way, that's a very vital part of what it means to meditate. So we need to contemplate the scriptures. But not only do we need to contemplate the scriptures, we also need to concentrate on the scriptures. Now, the final aspect of meditation comes from a story of a very dark period in Israel's history. The prophet Isaiah is given the final word of warning concerning the judgment that's about to come.
The scriptures.
What's about to befall Israel.
What is really going on
because of their rebellion against God.
That's a very vital part.
In Isaiah chapter 16 and verse number 7,
so we need to
the Bible says this, therefore shall Moab howl for Moab, everyone shall howl for the foundations
of Kirjath,
shall ye mourn.
A story of a very dark period in
Notice
Israel's
the word
history.
Mourn there.
The prophet Isaiah has given the final
Surely
word
they are
of warning
stricken.
Concerning the judgment that's
now
about
here,
to come.
Now here the Hebrew word
what's about to befall Israel
translated is
because
mourn.
Of their rebellion against God.
The idea here is something that
in
fills
chapter 16,
your entire
verse number
mind
7,
and consumes
the Bible says
your entire thought.
Shall Moab howl for Moab?
Now,
everyone
let me give you an illustration that you can grab hold of. Have
shall
you lost, ever lost
mourn.
Someone who's real dear to you? And the
Notice
pain
the
that
mourn.
You feel from the loss
okay.
of that dear loved
Surely
one
they are stricken.
Just grips you and it's something
now
that
here
you can't
the,
forget.
The Hebrew word
it's something that you really can't get over.
Translated,
that's what mourning
mourn.
Is. That's the, that,
the
that's,
idea
that's
here
the
is
idea
something
that
feels
that,
that your entire
it really is hard to think of anything else because of the pain
your
that you're
thought.
Going through. All right?
Okay?
It's so intense.
Now,
it literally
you
feels your whole
you can,
mind, and that's
you
all
you
think
hold
about.
On. Have you lost
it's the same thought that you know
a
kid finds something he wants, and he looks and he wants it for his birthday, and that's
that
all they think
one,
about.
Just
is that one thing
that you can't forget.
So it can only be a
really
painful thing.
Over.
It can also be a something
that's
that they're always thinking about as well.
That's the idea that
that is
really
what
is
the process of meditation does.
Because of the pain that
it
you're
becomes
going
a sinner,
all right?
It's so and the
intense.
Sum
it literally
of your
fills
thoughts.
Your whole mind, and that's all you think about.
And
the
aspect
that,
of meditation is what
finds,
we call get
finds
this
something he wants
concentration.
And he, looks, and he wants it for his birthday.
Concentration.
And that's all they think
you know,
about.
I was looking at this source in Psalm 119, verse
so
number 9.
It can only
it
be
says,
a painful
wherewithal
thing,
shall a young man cleanse his way
that they're always thinking
by
about
taking
as well.
Heed thereto according to thy
and that
thy
is
word.
What the process of meditation
in Psalm
does.
119, verse number 11, it says,
it
thy word
sinner,
have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. That word hid there literally
the
is translated as hoard.
We call, get this, concentration.
They've got TV shows about that now.
You know, the hoarding.
I was looking at this source and
see, what we need to do, folks,
nine,
we need
says,
to concentrate
on
God's
way,
word so much
that
we not only hide it in our heart,
thy word.
But we also hoard
in
it.
Psalm 119, verse number 11, it says, thy word have I
think about
in my
that.
Heart that I might
That's
not sin
thought.
Against thee.
Now, let me tell you what
that
Bible meditation is and what it's not.
Literally
is
translated as hoard.
What Bible meditation very simply
got
is this.
They've got TV shows about that now.
It's taking a verse.
A hoarding.
Or taking a principle. Maybe like the 10 principles that we have in RU that are great things to think about, to concentrate on, to contemplate, to imagine, to converse. And hoarding them in our hearts. So it's to take a verse, a thought, or even a principle and making it, now listen to this, the center of our minds. I like to think of this verse, Matthew 6:30, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be what? Added unto you. It's literally making Jesus the center, not only of our thoughts, but also making him the center of our heart. Are you getting it? That's exactly what it is. It's taking a verse or a thought.
Over the years, I found it very amazing that you can learn what you can learn if you only try to focus on one thing. And let me tell you, folks, there's a lot of things out there that we can put our focus on, but the thing that we need to focus on the most is our relationship with Jesus Christ. That's got to be vital. As I was reading this passage of Scripture in Psalm as well as in Joshua, I did a little research about that passage of Scripture and look back to where the phrase "be strong and very courageous." It's first found back in Deuteronomy chapter 36 when Moses told Joshua to be strong and of a good courage. Then in Joshua chapter 1, the Lord spake to Joshua in verse number 6. He said, "Be strong and of good courage." In verse 7, he goes on to say, "Only be thou strong and very courageous." Do you believe Joshua thought about those words a lot? I do. I think that those words, "be strong and very courageous," was something that Joshua rehearsed in his mind over and over and over and over again all through his life. And you know what? That's what made him successful. That was what made him successful. Listen, when the living Word of God is so much a part of the fabric of our thoughts that it fills our minds, let me tell you something, it will change the way we live. It'll change. And that change will bring blessing and protection of God as we bring our lives into line with the Word of God. It's very important. Now, that's what Bible meditation is. And let me tell you what Bible meditation is not. Bible meditation is not what most people think it is. Most Christians today are not meditating according to God's plan at all. They may be faithful to attend church, and they should be. But the preaching and teaching of the Word is not enough. Coming 30 or 45 minutes and hearing a sermon does not help in your Bible meditation. Should you listen to it? Absolutely. There are some great messages that our pastor preaches every Sunday and every Wednesday here that we can go home and we can chew on for a few weeks. Amen? And then they're good. But it's not enough. Hearing the Bible at church is not meditation. Nor is reading your Bible at home meditation. Reading is good. Should you do it? Absolutely. Keep up with your Bible reading. That's great. You need to do that. But just reading your Bible, your 15 minutes or 30 minutes or hour, and then closing it and not thinking about it for the rest of the day is not Bible meditation. And it's definitely not this, reading our Bible with our phone and checking Facebook notifications as we're trying to read our Bible. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Very few Christians are faithful to read their Bible on a regular basis. But the reality is that most Christians have serious completing influences going on in their mind. Let me tell you how it works. You hear a great message, pastor preaches a great message on Sunday morning, man, you go home and you're excited and you get home and you have lunch and you sit down and start watching TV. And everything that you've learned or God applied to your heart is gone within 15, 30 minutes after watching television. Why? Because you have competing influences. The influences are competing with each other. You cannot serve God and mammon. That's what the Bible says. We know, or go home and read a book that's filled with heathen thinking and actions. What is it? You dabble in the truth and you dabble in the world, and no wonder why Christians today are not living victorious lives or biblically successful lives is because you're trying to dabble in the truth and you're trying to dabble in the Word. Is that you? Is that you tonight? And too many people are settling for a little bit of God so they can escape hell. You're trying to dabble.
But they're not immersing their hearts and minds in the Bible. I said this to the RU students the other day. So many people, and I see this more, that
too many
they've
people
got God
for a little
fire
bit of
insurance to get out of hell,
so they can escape hell.
But they don't have life insurance
not
to live a life
hearts
of Christ.
And minds in the Bible.
I said this.
And
the problem is, folks,
today,
you can't quote
so
scripture you never memorized,
more,
and you can't meditate on scripture that you've never
fire
read.
Insurance to get out of hell, but they don't have
so
life
you need
insurance
to hide God's
to
word
live
in
a
your
life
heart.
For Christ.
And Christians today are not. Are not conversing.
The problem is,
they're not imagining.
You can't quote
they're not contemplating. They're not concentrating.
You can't
on the
meditate
scriptures.
On scripture.
And
that
no
you've
wonder
never read.
The church today is anemic. Now I'm
so
glad that that's not the way
God's
it is
word
here
in your heart.
And
Christians
all of God's
today
people
are not,
said,
are not
amen.
Conversing. They're not imagining. They're not contemplating. They're not.
If you set out to meditate the way
and
God
no wonder
commands,
the church today is anemic.
You'll be amazed at the difference.
Now I'm glad
that, makes
that that's
in your
not
life.
The way it is here. And all of God's people said, amen.
When you talk the truth, imagine the truth, contemplate the truth, concentrate on the truth, do you know what? Your mind will be filled with the truth. You know, the Bible tells us in John 14 and verse number 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. As we end, and I want to give you a little visual illustration. Let's say that our minds are a lot like this sponge. Now, don't take that personally because all of us have a bigger mind than this, okay? But our minds work a lot like this sponge does in water. What we immerse it with, it's what comes out. And when we're squeezed by pressures and by financial struggles and by hardships or by criticism or something like that, what comes out of us reveals what's been put into us. If we've been putting clean stuff in, you know what? Clean will come out. But if we put dirty water, if we filled this with mop water or something like that, it would be the same principle because what you put in is what you get out. Now, let's just say, for example, that you come to Sunday school. And then you come to church for an hour. And when the struggles of life come to you, not much is going to come out. Why? Because being an hour in Sunday school and an hour in church, well, let's go ahead and add an hour for Sunday night, okay? Well, let's go ahead and add an hour for Wednesday night too. Let's just go ahead and add 2 hours for outreach as well. Not much is going to come out. But if we converse the scriptures through the week, we imagine the scriptures through the week, and we contemplate the scriptures in the week, and then we concentrate the scriptures through the week. Then when the hard times come during the week that all of us will face, our cup will be overflowing. Why? Because we've done what successful biblical meditating is all about. Let's bow our heads. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Are you living victorious tonight? Are you just hoping that you can get through the day by giving God
3 hours a week. But how much time are you giving him away from church? We all want to live successful Christian lives. The problem is, folks, we want it to be given to us and we want it to be easy. And we really do need to spend time conversing, imagining, contemplating, and concentrating on the Scriptures. Are you at a place tonight where you're dabbling in the world, you're dabbling in the truth, and you just haven't seemed to be able to get over the hump? Can I encourage you tonight, come to this altar, give it to the Lord, and go back and start doing Bible meditation the way that God planned it. Father, we love you. Lord, do your work in the service. Speak to our hearts. Help us be real tonight with ourselves. And do your work.